Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. It's a great day, great nation, great season of the year, particularly up here in the beautiful Northwest. But there are some indications that we may have celebrated too soon in terms of the triumph over the pandemic. Why? Are more people getting the pandemic? Actually, among the unvaccinated, which is still about a third of Americans who have not completed the vaccination process, the unvaccinated are just as at much risk and getting as many new cases of the COVID-19 as was happening at the height of the pandemic. And now there are reports that we may fall short of the goals that our government has set for getting people vaccinated. Why aren't people getting their vaccinations, which are free, by the way, almost everywhere? We will get to that on the Michael Medved Show. We'll also talk about three of the most destructive ideas of recent human history. And they all come from the same source. The idea of survival of the fittest and the way that people have taken that evolutionary idea and twisted it in very destructive and materialistic ways. We will get to that issue with Dr. John West of Discovery Institute. And we'll also be talking about common sense, real common sense, being spoken by someone who was identified as a figure on the left. About what issue? About guns, of all things, and the rising rate of crime, which is so serious in this country right now. First up, there is a really outrageous statement. It's even hard to believe it. By an anchor at MSNBC, whose name is Joshua Johnson. He was on with Chuck Todd of NBC. And he's talking, of course, about one of NBC's favorite subjects, which is the voting overhauls that are being done in Texas and Georgia and Florida and a bunch of other Republican states to try to tighten up from the special arrangements that were made during the height of the COVID-19 pandemic. And, of course, there has been this tremendous overreaction. The President of the United States has said Republicans are engaged in an assault on democracy. None of that is true at a time of record high voter turnouts, which I think are very likely to continue in both 2022 and in 2024. But here is Joshua Johnson talking about the United States becoming a global scofflaw, an outlier, and victim if these election laws go forward. Listen to what was said with Chuck Todd on NBC.
I think there are some differences here that at least give me a little more hope as to where this might go. One is that unlike in the 19th century, America is a much more global country now. And if the world lost faith in our ability to govern ourselves on such a fundamental level as having free and fair elections, I strongly believe that at a certain point, it would hurt the U.S. economy. And if there's one thing Republicans don't want to be known for, it's tanking the economy. I think if the world begins to disinvest from the U.S. because it can't trust that we are a nation of laws, that could change things very quickly.
Okay, is he suggesting that they should do that, that we have to rely upon France and Germany and Belgium and Japan and South Korea and the rest of the countries in the world with whom we have significant trade, let alone China, that we have to count on them to maintain the integrity of our election laws? One of the things that is very clear when you listen to Joshua Johnson is extremists on both sides attack this last election And basically what the Democrats are now attacking are such minor changes to an election system that works pretty well. The American electoral system is not rife with fraud. People didn't believe that 10 years ago. And nothing has happened to completely change that situation. And Jen Psaki at her White House press conference today was also asked by some of these voting laws, these voting reforms that were passed in Republican legislatures. And here's what she said the president's going to do about it, to clip four.
Yeah. Other than the vice president, as you said, working with grassroots groups, if you don't have the votes to stop these laws in the state legislatures and you don't have the votes to overturn the filibuster so you could pass H.R. 1 or the John Lewis Act, what can he do? We don't then engender a public backlash to them.
Well, one, we don't accept that's the case. We're going to continue to press for Congress to move forward with legislation on voting rights. We know it's not always a straight line, and that sometimes it takes time, and there needs to be discussion and negotiation. And in states, it's not just about engaging with community organizations. We're also talking about working with the private sector, working with voting rights groups, strengthening and uplifting efforts on voting rights nationwide. So this is an across-the-board effort that's not just focused federally. It's also focused on states. It's also focused on local and grassroots organizations. And certainly one of the president's lessons from having been done this for 50 years or more is that, you know, the engagement and the activism of the American people is often the driver of change. And so part of this effort is certainly to engage with that.
Even though some of these bills have already been signed into law or about to be.
Well, laws sometimes are meant to be changed.
Okay, so we're going to be fighting about voting procedures for the foreseeable future. I mean, it seems to me that's part of what Donald Trump says he wants. But the idea that Joe Biden would want that too? How does that help the country? How is that good for anybody? I mean, basically, we need to be able to count on each other for some basic information and some basic procedures and basic institutions. And this is highlighted by, actually, I thought it was a very well done analysis over at Vox by German Lopez. And he writes, it's the most important question in America today. Why aren't people getting vaccinated? Now, my initial response to that question was, wait. Most people have gotten vaccinated. Yeah, but it's stalled, and it's a problem. And German Lopez writes, America's vaccine campaign has collapsed from its previous highs. While at one point in mid-April, more than 3 million people received the shot each day, now only around 1.2 million are. A rate that's less than half of what it was at its peak. So the U.S. might not make President Joe Biden's goal to vaccinate 70% of all adults by July 4th. At the current rate, roughly 175 million adults will get at least their first shots by Independence Day, falling short of the nearly 180 million needed. If the vaccination campaign continues to stall out, it leaves the U.S. vulnerable for a range of risks, from summer outbreaks in the South, to continued resurgence of the coronavirus this fall, to the possibility of new and dangerous variants. While the vaccinated are protected, the virus is still spreading among the unvaccinated just as quickly as it was during the massive outbreaks of the recent fall and winter. That continued spread is particularly dangerous to those who can't get vaccinated or don't receive sufficient protection from the vaccines if they're immunocompromised. So it's crucial to understand why a segment of the population, even though it's a minority, isn't getting vaccinated as a first step to figuring out what will make a difference. Reason number one, people are not getting vaccinated, lack of access, real or perceived. And this has to do with people just thinking, there are 4% of people say, I want to get vaccinated as soon as possible, but I haven't been able to arrange it. It's easier than ever now. You go into most drugstores and they're offering vaccines. You just have to schedule them. So what are the other reasons people are not getting vaccinated? We will get to that and also get to some dangerous ideas that you really can't get vaccinated against, not easily. Coming up on the MedVed Show.
I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. For a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill so you have the exact support you need regardless of your sleep position. It comes with a 10-year warranty. It's washable and dryable so it stays healthy, and it's 100% made in the USA. I'm also going to give you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my Giza Dream bed sheets, my mattress toppers, bath towels, and so much more. That's $29.98 for a queen-size premium MyPillow, the lowest price ever, and deep discounts on all my MyPillow products.
Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials. Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. AmFed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at AmFed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes, too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
On the Michael Medved Show, okay, so if you're part of that group of Americans who have not gotten vaccinated yet, and if you're planning to do it, just do it. Get it taken care of. Do it before the 4th of July. That's going to be, where we can declare our independence from some of the lockdowns and some of the interference and some of the ability to return to normal life. We had a lot of that during the Memorial Day weekend. I had mentioned before what a wonderful and uplifting experience it was after the pandemic for my wife and I to go for a beautiful walk on Monday afternoon on Memorial Day in a park on Lake Washington, south end of Lake Washington, Gene Coulon Park in Renton. And most of the people who were there weren't masked. They were out of doors. They were enjoying themselves. It was beautiful. It was a wonderful thing. Everybody seemed to be peaceful and celebratory. Don't you want to keep that thing up? Of course we do. But apparently it is the fall off in the vaccination campaign. And the reason I mentioned reason one, lack of access, real or perceived, there's no lack of access now. There are many, many more facilities, wide open facilities, big advertising about people can get their vaccines and get them almost everywhere. And not only that, but there are more and more employers who are saying they will accommodate you getting a vaccine if you want to. So that idea, there's a reason for not getting the COVID-19 vaccination, whether you get Pfizer or Moderna or Johnson & Johnson, whichever one you want, that doesn't work. The reason number two is much more serious. The reason number two, according to this piece in Vox, is the COVID-19 isn't seen as a threat. He writes that even after the past year, some Americans still don't see the coronavirus as a serious threat. Maybe they're young, seeing that the virus isn't as deadly for them as it is for older groups. They could be conservatives who bought into former President Donald Trump's claims that the coronavirus wasn't a big deal and that Democrats, experts, and journalists have exaggerated its risk. Polls show both groups tend to be less likely to want to get vaccinated. And talking here about people who are young and people who are very conservative. Look, listen to President Trump. He got vaccinated. Melania got vaccinated. I guarantee you that Jared and Ivanka and the whole Trump family got vaccinated. And because they wanted to set a good example, yes. But also to keep themselves safe. I mean, the idea that COVID-19 is not a big deal. With, what is it now, 600,000, approaching 700,000 Americans who have died? And yes, the death rate has gone down, but the entire reason the death rate has gone down is because more and more people have been getting vaccines. And that reduction in the death rate and the return to normal is going to be impacted and impeded unless we do get vaccines. Not seeing COVID-19 as a threat remains one of the biggest predictors for those who are most resistant to getting vaccinated. The hard noses. The hard nose, he says. Many of them are the same people who spent much of the past year rejecting lockdowns and mask mandates as unnecessary and violations of their civil liberties. They're far more willing to believe that basically it's okay, you're fine. You're not going to get the virus, and so you don't have to, you can just behave normally. That's the conclusion of Kathy Frankovic, who's a public opinion polling expert at YouGov. Reason number three, vaccine side effects. For some, the concern is the vaccine itself, and particularly the side effects that can come with it. These concerns can be about something the vaccine really causes, like a day or two of aches, fever, and fatigue, or, in extremely rare cases, potentially blood clots. But they can also be about things that aren't real or proven, like other long-term health risks or unproven claims about, for example, infertility. There's no evidence that the vaccine causes infertility. And sure, it causes a day or two of discomfort. My wife suffered for about 2 days on her second Moderna vaccine. I didn't feel it at all. I mean, it was fine. I felt that when they poked my arm, but it's fine. Then there's lack of trust in the vaccines. That's reason number four. Reason number five, lack of trust in institutions. For some of the hesitant, they write, the concerns may not be about COVID-19 and the vaccines, but the institutions that surround both. They may not trust the government agencies or companies that help develop the vaccines, or they may not trust the healthcare system in general. You know what? When you're seriously ill, it's kind of important to trust the healthcare system, to recognize it has flaws. You want to keep an eye on your doctors. But you need this healthcare system. And this is one of the reasons, by the way, I find it so peculiar that there is this tremendous focus right now on Dr. Fauci's emails, the thousands of emails that have been released between him and Francis Collins. You can hate Dr. Fauci. You can think that he's a self-serving bureaucrat and he's puffed up. I don't. I admire him. But regardless of how you feel about Dr. Fauci, it's not one guy. This is everybody who knows medical science. It's hard-nosed conservatives. I know pro-Trump, really, really hard-nosed defenders of the Second Amendment and of human life who are physicians who said, well, of course you get vaccinated. Oh, don't you want to live? Don't you want your country to live? And then the last theme leading people to not get vaccinated is a variety of conspiracy theories. And this, of course, includes people who are traditional anti-vaxxers who just are so horribly wrong. Look, one of the great achievements of civilization, one of the things we can be proud of in the United States, because our own country played such a leading role in it, has been the development of inoculations. So that, for instance, the disease of smallpox, which was so devastating to such a wide number of people, smallpox far more than any government program devastated the Native American tribes. Did. Smallpox was the real enemy, and no pathogens, germs, viruses, they don't cause genocide, but they cause devastating death. And vaccines can help to liberate us from that. A common theme, German Lopez writes, all of the reasons people provide for not getting vaccinated from lack of access to conspiracy theories share a common theme. A significant portion of Americans don't believe the vaccines are worth the potential downsides. Everything officials and experts are now doing to vaccinate more Americans is in effect meant to beat back this theme. Better access would mitigate a major downside. Incentives could push the vaccine over the top. They just awarded two of those $1 million prizes in Ohio and one of those full college scholarships, paying scholarships to people who get the vaccines. Listen, don't wait for the next giveaway. Give your life back to a normal standard of living. Get vaccinated. We'll be right back with three devastating ideas that have damaged humanity in the last 100 years. 150 years, really. We'll be right back.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden issued an executive order Thursday restricting American companies from investing in Chinese companies tied to that government's military efforts. The order expands the list of companies that American businesses are prohibited from investing in, adding 59 Chinese firms because of their military and surveillance ties. The Department of Justice has opened up an investigation into Postmaster General Louis DeJoy. A spokesman for DeJoy confirmed he was being investigated over political fundraising at a former business. The Washington Post reporting that DeJoy and several former employees of his business have been interviewed by authorities looking into illegal campaign contributions. And the Dow rebounded from an early drop to finish the day virtually unchanged. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 265 points at its session low, rallying back to finish down just 23. The S&P 500 lost 15 points, while the NASDAQ dropped just over 1%, shedding 141 points. This is USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Portions of the Michael Medved Show are brought to you in part by the Discovery Institute.
And one of the great things about the Discovery Institute, frankly, is upholding the ideal that is associated with Richard Weaver. It's a three-word statement. Ideas have consequence. You're just talking about vaccines. And there are real-world consequences to people embracing the idea, mistaken, that vaccinations are a fraud and that they're dangerous. There are other ideas that are fraudulent and dangerous that have had real-world consequences, and nobody writes about that more effectively than my friend John West. John West is the vice president and a senior fellow at Discovery Institute, where he also serves as managing director of the Institute's Center for Science and Culture. He has a Ph.D. in government from the Claremont Graduate University. He's written a dozen books and or edited a dozen books. And one of the ones that I found most compelling was his recent book, Human Zoos, America's Forgotten History of Scientific Racism. Wow. That's related very directly to the three dangerous ideas associated with Charles Darwin. Darwin's three big ideas that impacted humanity. Congratulations on this book, which is available, by the way, at our website at michaelmedved.com. So what's so terrible about Darwin's idea, for instance, that his idea that human beings are not unique, that we're just an animal among many others? Why is that a dangerous idea?
Well, I think all you need to, Michael, it's great to be with you again, and thank you for all those complimentary things that you just said. I think that one really big reason, you can just look at the history of the 20th and 21st centuries about the degradation of human beings, especially the misuse of science to do it. And, you know, Darwin was a nice guy, personally, and I'm not trying to lay everything at his feet, but his ideas really did have some real-world bad consequences. And this degraded idea that human beings are nothing more than animals, that there really is no fundamental distinction between us and other animal species, did lead to a whole stream of people trying to degrade us in various ways. And, you know, one of his other ideas was that the engine of progress was mass death, that actually the way we get ahead is by killing people off. And it's interesting that you mentioned vaccination. Without getting into current disputes about that, one of the most shocking sections in Darwin's book, The Descent of Man, was where he goes on how we're basically sinning against natural selection by saving people that nature would have killed off, and that's going to destroy us. Well, what was one of the examples he gave? Inoculating people against smallpox. He said that was bad because, I mean, on the one hand, he thought it was good because he was compassionate, but in a biological sense, he said it was bad because we were saving people that nature would have killed off, and that's how we progress, by nature killing off the weak. And he actually used that as one of his key examples. So,
was he aware? He must have been, given that Origin of Species was 1859. Was he aware that Native Americans had been devastated by smallpox?
I think he must have been by then. He was a really well-read person, and he certainly knew that it had devastated Europe. And so that made it all the more shocking that he would actually use that as an example of something that was bad.
Let me bring up something, because I got involved in not an argument, but a little bit of a disagreement with a friend on this. Is I was defending the idea that human beings are absolutely unique. We're not just very clever apes. And this individual brought up the idea, okay, so what do you say about Neanderthals? Neanderthals basically ruled the earth. They were the top of the chain for, people say, at least 50,000 years. It was a very long time. And then they went extinct. Were Neanderthals human? Are they special too?
I think Neanderthals were special. I'm not an expert in human development or human evolution, but I would say that in the case of Neanderthals, you know, there's a lot of evidence of culture and other things, so they would seem to be another variety of human. But again, that's not my area of expertise. But when people usually make the arguments that say humans are nothing more than apes, or for example, they really are ignoring the unique markers like language. Yes, you can teach some very simple, very rudimentary symbolic language and things to an ape. You can do that to a dog, actually, to do simple commands. But the actual linguistic things and rules, and let alone abstract thought that you have in human beings, I mean, a three-year-old baby outstrips what an ape can do.
And so does a Neanderthal, by
correct,
the way.
Correct. I think the proof is in the pudding. I mean, the Neanderthals, you know, we don't know actually all of the genetic connections. I mean, there are lots of debates over how connected Neanderthals were to, other beings at the time. For myself, when you have evidence of culture and those other dramatic things that you don't find anywhere else in any other species, then I would probably tend to classify them as humans. But again, I'm not an expert in human development. So.
But one of your illustrations of how dangerous it is to think that human beings are just animals is in your previous book, Human Zoos, about how some of the really enthusiastic Darwinians used to put primitive people on display, what they considered primitive people, so people could come watch them in cages or enclosures back in the 19th and even into the 20th century.
Yeah, and actually, it wasn't a book, but it was a film, and it's available on YouTube. People can watch it. About 3 million have. And so, yeah, no, you're right. The characteristics of the human zoos, where they actually, in the most dramatic case, put someone in a cage in a zoo, actually with chimpanzees and people, he was exhibited, in afternoons. And this was actually done by scientists in this case, who thought that these were, in this case, the African man who was an African pygmy from the Congo, that he was sort of an evolutionary missing link, and much closer to, apes than humans. Interestingly enough, in Washington State, where both of you and I are at something called the Alaska-Yukon Exposition in the early 1900s at the University of Washington, they had, the Igorots from Philippines were put on display, and these were, you know, they weren't in cages, but they were these exhibits in the early 20th century. These primitive peoples, or people regarded as primitive at the time, were put on display because they thought they were these missing links in this overall pantheon of from apes to the highest Aryan human. And,
and you use that term Aryan because, of course, there's tremendous associations of Darwinism with scientific racism. I want to mention to everybody that it's fascinating, it's eye-opening, it's in fact startling to read Darwin's three big ideas that impacted humanity. Because for better or worse, these ideas have had a real impact. You can get that book in a special offer for MedVed listeners by just going directly to our website, looking for the information, or you can go directly to discovery.org/MedVed, or go to michaelmedved.com. John, has your book been condemned yet by the usual suspects?
Well, I've been condemned over the years by usual suspects. But, you know, so all the documentation things, I would encourage people to go, especially those who are hearing this who disagree, who think, oh, this is just ludicrous. Go download, get it for free, Darwin's Three Big Ideas, and you'll see the documentation. But you mentioned Germany. This is something in the news this week. Germany was offering reparations over one of the first genocides of the 20th century in Southwest Africa.
In Namibia, yeah, exactly right. And that was based on Darwinian ideas, just like Nazism. John West, always a pleasure to speak with you. Go to get a copy of his book for free. Yeah, you can download it at our website at michaelmedved.com. We'll be right back.
More of Michael Medved in a moment.
Even for Americans who've been successful in dodging the coronavirus so far, there's still a problem of pain. There are 100 million Americans who suffer from ongoing pain due to overexertion or exercise or just aging or the effects of everyday living, and Relief Factor can help. It helps exercise-related pain or general muscle aches and pains, and it certainly does for me. There are four key ingredients. Each one approaches the body's natural anti-inflammatory response function from different metabolic pathways. The 3-week quick start can show you how it works. It's just $19.95, 95 cents a day, less than a cup of coffee a day, much less for pain relief. Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain. The whole world to gain. As the nation pivots from the Trump administration to the reality of the Biden administration, Americans seem divided as never before. What does our country even believe in common anymore? One organization that continues to stand for what America has always believed is the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College. This institute stands for the first things, the permanent things, for religious liberty, for freedom of conscience, for family, for limited government, for free markets, for our nation's Judeo-Christian heritage. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you will see insightful, bold opinion pieces from the renowned faculty at Grove City College in Pennsylvania. See Mark Hendrickson's latest on GameStop, Wall Street, and the hedge fund manager. See John Sparks and former Deputy Attorney General Paul McNulty on impeachment. And take a look at our friend Paul Kengor's articles and speeches. There are lots of them. You can find all this and much more at the website of the Institute for Faith and Freedom. That's faithandfreedom.com. Again, faithandfreedom.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Last closing little interchange I just had with my friend John West of Discovery Institute about the genocide in Namibia, which was part of Africa, that was part of the German colonial empire that they had been building up before World War I. And a general was put in charge of that genocide, basically to wipe out two tribes who had failed to bend to the German imperial rule. The general who ordered, and specifically, there's no mystery about this, there's no controversy about it, he ordered it. He ordered mass killings, people being shot down, killed in cold blood, particularly from the Herero tribe, where they think up to 100,000 people were killed. And the reason I mention that here is because the attempt to compare America's history, even regarding Native Americans, there are no orders like that. They don't exist from any time in American history where people were ordered to slaughter innocent people simply based on racial identification. And it's very important to understand how different America is in our present and in our past from other countries in the world. So profoundly different. That's one of the reasons I wrote God's Hand on America. And a reminder that it's available while supplies last in a book bundle where you get a full, beautiful audio book, an MP3 player to download it, to play it, and a hardcover edition of the book that's personally inscribed by me. It's a great Father's Day gift. I mean, maybe a little bit, getting a little bit late on that, but no, you can still take action. And if nothing else, get a gift certificate in that regard. Go to michaelmedved.com. That's michaelmedved.com. And also, when you're there, sign up for a free newsletter. This costs nothing. And actually, tomorrow I'm reviewing a bunch of movies that you might be interested in. And two of them are religiously themed redemptive movies, one with Lawrence Fishburne and Mel Gibson's son, Milo Gibson, and the other one starring Lawrence Fishburne, actually, and both telling true stories that are fairly inspiring from the world of big-time sports. Well, not so big-time. One of them is about high school. We will get to that next time on the MedVed Show. I did want to at least honor a little bit Joe Scarborough for talking about the crime surge that we've just begun experiencing intensely in this country the last couple of years. And he was confronted about that, trying to relate that to the spike in gun sales. And listen to what he had to say.
An extraordinarily low percentage of crimes are committed by people who use the gun that they purchased legally. The overwhelming majority of crimes are committed by people who use guns that they got illegally or that they didn't purchase themselves. And so I've been hearing over the past couple of days people blaming the rise in crime to people purchasing more guns over the past year. Yell at me if you want. Go after me on Twitter. I don't see that. And that's based on me, you know, growing up in the South, growing up in a gun culture. I own guns myself. I go, the gun shops myself. And you go in there and you see who's in there. These aren't people that are like saying, hey, let's go down to Miami and shoot the place up.
Okay, that's kind of reasonable, isn't it? And sort of refreshing to hear on MSNBC. The reason that the gun sales are increasing is because with all of the attacks on the police, if you're not able to count on the police, then there are a lot of people who are trying to take matters of self-defense responsibly into their own hands. And he is absolutely right, by the way, to make it clear that the problem with guns and gun violence are not normal, sane, non-criminal, law-abiding Americans. The problem is guns in the wrong hands, and there are already a great volume of laws about that that really do need to be enforced. Now, here's a matter of something that needs to be enforced that I feel personally very passionately about, but I don't know if it should occasion some kind of legal change or enforcement. There was a letter at the Seattle Times by a correspondent named Cindy Black, who wrote in from Seattle, and she writes, last week I hiked to a lake in Oregon, about 2 miles off the main road. Pristine and lovely, except for approximately 58 plastic bags of dog poop strewn all along the way. She's writing this, not me. There were all kinds and colors of bags in various states of weathering, so it couldn't have been the prank of one deranged person. I am sick and tired, writes Cindy, of living in a world full of ignorant, destructive, apathetic people. Tell us how you really feel. The human race has an expiration date, and we're moving toward that rapidly. I'm older and very glad I'll be dead before we see the worst of it. Well, now I don't look forward to your death, Cindy. You should have a long and good life. And basically, I have wondered about the same thing. Because as people know, one of the things that I do when I'm walking around as my main source of exercise is I walk quite a bit, and I pick up trash when I see it. And it is astonishing to me that people who would actually take the trouble to put your dog poop into a baggie would then leave it by the side of the road. Sometimes they even have like the twisties on them to close it. What do you think is going to happen to it? Now it's non-biodegradable. It's worse than the dog pooping just in nature. And then this is appalling, and I know I don't believe it signifies the end of the human race or death or anything like that, as Cindy tends to indicate. But for goodness sake, while you're getting your vaccines, if you're walking with your dog and you're going to go to the trouble of putting it in a bag, then take that bag and deposit it somewhere in a proper place for waste. Wouldn't that be more as effective than leaving it there as a permanent record of where you walked? Speaking of dog poop, well, there's a new movie. It's kind of based very loosely on 101 Dalmatians. And yes, it stars the two Emmas, Emma Stone and Emma Thompson. But is it worth watching Cruella? Take a listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
There's an ambitious new origin story about one of Disney's famous villainesses who's here treated more like a victim, particularly abused by a haughty fashion designer played by Emma Thompson, who nearly steals the show in Cruella. Now streaming on Disney Plus and playing around the world in theaters.
You have the talent. Whether you have the killer instinct is a big question.
What was your name? Cruella.
That's the other Emma, Oscar winner Emma Stone, who tries hard to bring her character to life but never succeeds. This film is a dark and demented disappointment, with few touches of humor, tenderness, or warmth. And the bizarre cartoonish depiction of the London world of high fashion in the 1970s is a pointless distraction with no payoff. Rated PG-13 for consistent references to pain, danger, and death, Cruella earns only 1.5 stars and would prove a cruel ordeal for both kids and their parents. About better movies, there are a bunch of them coming out tomorrow, and one of them actually a big new glamorous animated film with some gorgeous animation. It's the latest in the Spirit series. It features the voices of Julianne Moore and Jake Gyllenhaal and more. There's also a new Oregon bill that would ban landlords from refusing to rent to certain criminals. Why? They say for racial equality? Really? And I love this headline. FBI investigate police for throwing snow cones at homeless. Not sure what exactly that means. And a university official has just declared that critical feeling is just as important as critical thinking. And there's a particular name that plummeted in popularity during 2020. Fewer newborn girls in the U.S. named this name in 2020 than any year since 1932. What name is it? Well, you'll tune in tomorrow and find out in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
My name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less. 800-391-8713. 800-391-8713. That's 800-391-8713.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity, TeamG'day.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.